अतिरिपुत्रमत्रस्वरूपम् स्वरूपम् तस्याग्रजूरिपुरीम् गोष्ठवासिम् राधाकुण्डम् गिर्वरमहोराधिकामाधवासम् प्राप्तो यत्तपसि कृपया श्रीगुरुम् तम् नतोऽस्मि वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानम् पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाने कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय सङ्ख्यापूर्वकनानुगानतिभिः कालावसाने कृतौ निद्राहारविहारकादिनिहितौ चासन्तदीनौ राधाकृष्णगुणस्मृते मधुरिमान्देन सम्मोहितौ वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुजुगौ श्रीजीवगो जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इसे गोसाई करी चरण बंदा जहाँ भई ते विघ्न नाथ सब टुडे इज बर्थडे
दंड महोत्सव
दंड महोत्सव भाई
Nityananda
Prabhu, Raghunatha, in Panihati, on the bank of Ganges, in Gaurdesh, in Bengal, near Calcutta, somewhere. You know, Raghunath Das Goswami. He was son of a very rich person like Jamindar, landlord, like king. How he was associated with Haridas Thakur in his boyhood. And a guru like, very qualified, Yadunandan Acharya in the line of Advaita Acharya. And then how quickly he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was going to Puri in the way at Shantipur. And he had some teachings from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri and he was always waiting when I will give up all worldly things. And he was given firstly married, very beautiful and qualified and chaste lady, but no interest. And how he planned so many times to meet to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go Puri, but he was stopped by his father, mother and others. Then he took shelter of Nityananda Prabhu here and gave a Danda Mahotsav, and by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu he quickly and easily left home, father, mother, wife and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy he received, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him in the hands of Swarup Damodar. And then he became Swarupe Raghu, Raghu of Swarup Goswami. And how he was renounced, all his demands. You know all these things, but I want that all this should be revived. So, Naveen can tell briefly, not 1 hour. শিক্ষার উপরে জোর দিব বেশি, আর ওই পর্যন্ত বলো, তার পুরী আসার পূর্ব উপরে, তারপরে অন্য বলবো। Only 10 minutes are given.
Gurudev ordered me to discuss about Lord Raghunatha Goswami. Today, Siddhanta Mahotsava of Raghunatha Goswami. Raghunatha Goswami tried at his best to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just you heard from the Gurudev that his parents opposed him not to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Idea of material world that if you want to take any boy, then you engage with any girl. So their parents did so. But his heart was saturated with the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So none can stop him to meet with him. He wants to meet with Mahaprabhu again and again. After renounce order, when Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur, and then Mother Suchirati and others went in Shantipur, Raghunatha Goswami also met there with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him, Matkar Bairag Ghare Phire Jao Raghu Naho Batul Tame Tame Paaye Lok Bhava Sindhu Kul Matkar Bairag Go Na Karo Lok Dekhaiya Yatha Yogya Vishay Bhunjo Na Sakta Hiya Antarikara Nishtha Vaiye Lok Vyavahar Achirate Krishna Tamaye Koriben Uddhar. That means, ঘরে ফিরে যাও রঘু না হও বাতুল, ও রঘু রিটার্ন টু ইউর হোম, ডোন্ট বি লাইক এ ম্যাড পারসন, এন্ড হোয়েন টাইম উইল কাম দেন ইউ ক্যান বি ওভার অফ দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স, ম্যাটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, গ্রেজুয়ালি ইউ ক্যান ক্রস দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, মর্কট বৈরাগ্য না করে লোক দেখাইয়া, ডোন্ট সো রিনাউন্স লাইক এ মাঙ্কি. And you have to take, and you have to sleep, you have to drink, you have to eat everything which is needed for your maintaining life. Renounce these two types, one called Markar Vairagya, another called Yukta Vairagya. Markar Vairagya means the monkey, they look like human beings. And they are very clever, very intelligent. They never made any building, never construct any building, never wear any clothes, never well dress them. If any person is taking, eating anything, especially ladies, then they serve only one. When they get done, can immediately search from them. But like they look like renounced person, nothing to do, take, nothing to eat like this. And they're very lusty. So Mahaprabhu is asking Raghunatha Goswami, don't be renounced person like monkey. monkeys for the whole world they are so renowned, but the external is renowned, but internally not renowned, the internal is injured. So Mahaprabhu instructing the whole world, the whole devotee, to Raghunatha Goswami. So we should not so renounce to for the whole world. Just like Guru explained so many times. When we are in our residence or in our room, then no chanting, nothing. When so many persons came, then we took our big breath and saw the person, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, so they showing them. This also Markar Bhairato, Panchayva Markar Bhairato. We should not show anyone that what we are doing. Antarakara Vistha, why the Lord Babahar? We have to be steadiness in our inner heart and we have to behave like a worldly person. Then none can understand which we are doing. Srila Sanatana Goswami told, when you want to meet the Mahaprabhu and king don't allow to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he, by hook and crook, he meets Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Siddhartha Goswami, Sanatana Goswami told, Paradasam Ninari Dantra Vidya Karmasu Tameva Asadam Tarnava Sangara Sayanam. If anybody's heart, any lady's heart, connect with any gent's heart, especially in India, in Vedic culture, it is not good. Once just lady always her husband and his in-law, her in-law, not to leaving her husband to meet with another devotee like Paramat. This very bad thing. But somehow or other, if our mind attached to any other person, and what she will do? Paradasam Nirali, that's the Vidya Karmasu. He, she will do everything so calm and quiet and like an expert. Then none can understand what is her inner mood. She is doing everything and it goes, when time comes, then I shall meet with him. So Mahaprabhu is instructing him, Antarakara Vistha Vai Yalok Devahar. You will behave like a worldly person and always you will try how to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to meet Krishna. Then when time will come, Krishna will arrange to meet Krishna. So hearing this instruction, getting this instruction, he came back to his residence and he engaged himself as a manner like a too much attached person in worldly thing. His parents and his uncle, they became very happy. Oh, now Raghunatha is very good boy. He went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruct him as a manner. He cannot change. Now he is doing everything is in his property. Because he is successor, so they are saying, oh, he is very good. Now he became very good person. But his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, love for Chaitanya is increasing day by day. So he wants to leave that place and wants to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he heard that Mahaprabhu living Shantipura in Jagannath Puri, he also tried to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he wants to go, then his parents by the servants kept him and they keep him as in the residence like a prison. He could not go anywhere alone. He is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mind, Prabhu, please be merciful, then I can go to Jagannath Puri and meet with you. One day he heard Nityananda Prabhu, Nandivaran from Baladev Prabhu came to Panihati, very near his residence. He asked his father, I want to meet with Nityananda Prabhu. So yes, he can go. He gives some heat. Allowed to him with so many persons that he could not run away from there. When he reached there and he do pranam, prasarasan pranam on the lotasita Nityananda Prabhu from far away. Associates of Nityananda Prabhu, they are telling Nityananda Prabhu, oh, Raghunatha is doing pranam to you. Nityananda Prabhu called him nearer and told, oh Chora, Chora is okay. Why you are so far away from here and for a long time? What does it mean? What is mean Yashoda, when Nityananda Prabhu addressing him as a thief, is he stealing everything of Nityananda Prabhu? No, Nityananda is loving so much.
He is stealing. He stole the heart of Nityananda Prabhu.
He stole the heart of Nityananda Prabhu.
That is why he was telling him thief.
He stole the heart of Nityananda Prabhu. Another thing, if anybody's thing is there without asking him, if he take away from there, it is called, he must be thief. So, property of Nityananda Prabhu is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without permission of Nityananda Prabhu, Dasgoswami wants to meet with Mahaprabhu, wants to steal his heart also. Dasgoswami is not coming quite stealing heart of Nityananda Prabhu, he wants to steal heart of Mahaprabhu also. Because Mahaprabhu is a property of Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda is addressing him, chore, means thief. And due to so much affection, he is telling also thief. Nityananda Prabhu instructs him, and I have so many associates here, he has to feed them. He becomes so happy, and he told that he has to arrange for flat rice and yogurt. Raghunatha Goswami sent his servants from nearer village, and they collect very quick so many flat rice, yogurt, one kind of sweet means sundaes in one kind of sweet, a very good sweet made of tea and sugar. Sometimes they put in dates, molasses like this, and banana. Yes, and condensed milk. So, Nityananda Prabhu, according to advice of Nityananda Prabhu, his associates arranged different pots. And Nityananda Prabhu is offering bhoga by himself. When he is offering bhoga, he is having another seat for someone. Nobody knows for whom Nityananda is having another seat, another eating pot, everything. When Nityananda offered, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests there himself. And Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, they are dancing, and Nityananda Prabhu is saying, to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu eating from here and there, with most fortunate person, they saw this thing, and they became so happy, and they cried out, shouting, Gautamanande, Hare Krishna! So fortunate, for whom Nityananda called Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu came and gave darshan to devotees. So after that, Nityananda Prabhu kept his lotus feet, the head of Dasgoswami. So if you get mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then Mahaprabhu mercy is pure. There is no hard and fast rule. So nowadays, with bona fide Gurudev, there are manifestations of Nityananda Prabhu. So if you get shelter, if you surrender yourself, the bona fide Gurudev, then you can get mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no doubt. There is one verse in scripture, Siddhi Bhavati Baneti Samsarasita Sevinam Nisham Sarasu Tadvakta Padicharya Tatmanam. Siddhi means what is the perfection? Our ultimate goal is Krishna friend. So if we serve directly to Mahaprabhu or Krishna, our perfection, there is so many doubt in our perfection. We may achieve this Krishna friend or not, there is so many doubt. But if we serve this own, that means Guru Bhavat Parma Bonafide Gurudev, then Krishna came inside in our hand, it must be in our hand, in our heart, in one day, very soon, there is no doubt. So, if anyone serves Nityananda Prabhu and gets his mercy, then someone can get Mahaprabhu's mercy very easily. After taking mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Dasgoswami returned to his home. He tried at his best how to get rid of his residence. One, his Guru Bhavat Padma, a disciple of Advaita Acharya, the Jyotirnandana Acharya, came about John Chaim and asked Raghunath, "Oh Raghunath, my housekeeper leaving his job, went away. Can you make him understand and And arrange to engage him in service again. So yes, I can do so, no problem. So he came out with his Gurudev. He's coming with his Gurudev. He's watching someone sleeping, someone eating. They have no doubt that he's going with Gurudev. He'll come back very soon. After going some distance, he requests his Gurudev, oh Gurudev, no need to go you anymore. He says, return your resident. I shall send your servant. No problem. Don't worry. So Das Goswami went to his servant and sent him to the residence of Chaitanya Acharya to engage his service again. After that, from there, he went back to his residence. He ran away to Jagannath Puri. Here another one came to discussion. Jagannathan came that if we want to take Mahatma Mahaprabhu, Master Gurudev is needed. So, Guru Padma mercifully take out from this material world and send him to Mahaprabhu. He is not telling everything directly, but indirectly, he gives him chance to run away from there. Das Goswami thought, this is the best golden chance, golden opportunity. I should not miss this golden opportunity. Golden opportunity comes once or twice. Not so much, so many times, so I should not miss this golden opportunity. He immediately ran away from there, but don't take the highway. He goes to jungle. Because if he thinks, he thought if I go through highway, then in the morning my father sent so many persons, horse rider, they will catch me. So he goes to jungle, and in 1 month walking distance, he completed in 12 days. Among 12 days, it takes only something only 3 or 4 times, not more than that. After that, he arrived Jagannath Puri. What happened after that? We can hear from Gurudev, because Gurudev told me when you reaching Puri after that, not more than that. So I am stopping here. If anything is wrong, please excuse me. If anything good, the blessings of Gurudev, please bless me that I can serve Gurudev eternally.
Gurudev told 10 minutes. Only 1 minute. In 30 minutes. After that, what became? Any one of you. Then, Prabhu, now this Prabhu. After that, stand up. Quickly, no.
Gurudev, you tell us. You tell us.
I will tell. Then you should.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishnapadaya Bhagavad Shimate Bhagavad. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishnapadaya Bhagavad. So when Brahmadas was coming, he got to Jagannath Puri. Having taken shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put him under the care of Guru Damodar. And he said that from this day on, then you'll be known as the Raghava Swarup. So,
when he reached there and met Chaitanya, what was seen there?
So, as the Vinkrishna Prabhu had explained, for 12 days, Raghunandas Goswami had been traveling through not the high road, but he had been going through some like the jungle. And during that time, only for about 3 or 4 days did he take anything. So when he got to Jagannath Puri, then he went to the assembly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu And in ecstasy, he fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, crying in tears of ecstasy that after such long separation that he had achieved the lotus feet of his Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a detail, I'm not sure, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he picked him up and he embraced him, and he, at that time, he said that he put Raghunandas Goswami under the care of Sri Sri Ramana.
They told something. What he told? What he told? Mahaprabhu to.
Oh, I remember now. So he told him that, remember something. Krishna has saved you from the
ocean of Tul. Ocean of Tul.
Ocean of Tul.
Yeah.
Ocean of Tul. Actually, I don't remember too much.
Then, what he told? You can tell. You. But I'll have to. He told that you are so lucky that Krishna has taken you from the ocean of so dirty and durgandha yukta. But Raghunath Das Goswami told in his mind, I don't know Krishna. I only know you and Nityananda Prabhu. By your mercy has taken me from the stool of ocean of his soul. And then Mahaprabhu became so happy. And he gave his hand in the hands of Sarup Damodar. And he told that you should take care of. And he told that I don't know any Harikatha. Sarup Damodar will tell all things. You should try to follow. Yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told some lie, never. He actually Krishna Katha, Krishna does not know so much. As Lalita Vishakha knowing so much. So Sarup Damodar is like Lalita. And he knows so much Krishna Katha. Krishna may know the Gopi Katha, Radha Katha, he may know something, but not Krishna Katha. Krishna devotees, especially Srimati Radhika Khan, or Sarup Damodar. If you want to glorify Krishna, then you will have to glorify Srimati Radhika, then Krishna will be glorified. So, to glorify Radha and Krishna conjugal, Sarup Damodar is so much learned to more than anyone. Even it may be that he will be more qualified to do this than Vishakha sometimes. We cannot tell that who are superior, but sometimes Lalita may be superior, and sometimes Vishakha may be superior. Sometimes Srimati Lalita can rebuke Krishna and also rebuke Radhika. Dhosai Vajendra Tanei Tanushushtu Bhamyam Maan Dakshina Bhav Kalanki Nilagavai. Radhe Suru Gram Hitam iti Sikshayantim Devim Gunaishu Lalitam Dim Lalitam. She will tell them, oh Radhike, hear me, I'm telling some good katha to you. And if you will follow, then you will be happy. You should note in your heart that don't be so easy and smooth towards Krishna. Krishna is so dhurta. Dhurta means
cheater.
Cheater. No word in English.
Kani.
But cunning is of another type, and Krishna cunning like that, not transcendental. So I want that Krishna should not cheat you. Don't be easy. When you meet Krishna, at once you should try to go to your abode, not meet him. Don't smile, be very grave, with some anger. Otherwise, that mad elephant cannot be controlled. So, she is giving lesson to Srimati Radhika, teaching. So this is his Sarva Rupa Dhamma. So he knows more than me. Hence Krishna himself is telling. And he took the hands of Raghunath and kept in the hands of him. Oh, this is the most mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most. He hasn't done this mercy to anyone else. Only we can compare with Rupa. That he told that all you should give a spankle mercy to this Rupa so that he can know my heart and remove him for. These are the things to hear. Very hidden secrets. If you are hearing, and try to take it in our heart, then we can advance, otherwise never advance. What is the mercy of Sarup Damodar? What is the mercy of Rasun? What is the mercy of Rupa Goswami? We should try to know. Not only collecting money, and devotees, oh, he is very learned and he is very powerful and he is very rich man. If he becomes a disciple, oh, he will make it so much money to you that all your problems will be. Don't go towards this. We don't know, don't want all these things. A disciple like Prabhu, a guru like Raya Ramananda, like Nityananda Prabhu, yeah. Rupa Goswami. Then we should know who was Raghunath Das Goswami. What is the mercy of Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all these things. He took Raghunath Das Goswami. He took Raghunath Das Goswami with him, where he used to live, and then he began to teach everything from Shraddha, Nitya, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, then Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, and all things. What is Bhakti? Pure Bhakti. What are the modes of should be bhakti? What should the mode of bhakti? How? Like gopis. Because Sarup Damodar mood was highest of the gopis.
One day, his father sent so many persons among the way. Two Brahmins, one was given some money and one was Brahmin to cook. His father anyhow knew that my son is at Puri and is in the Lord's feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted that his son should not beg anywhere, door to door. So this money should be given to him. Or if he is not taking, accepting this money, then you, old Brahmin and very intelligent Brahman, you should keep it and be there. And you should manage to bring all these utensils, rice, chawal and other things. And this person will cook. And you should be there, maintaining my boy. He went to Raghunath, but Raghunath totally refused to take. Then he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu, inwardly or outwardly, outwardly held out. You can take, no harm. He took one day only, and next day he refused to take. He used to go to
Anand Bazar,
and standing there, anyone will give. If you go there, once I went, first time in Surik. And I went to see Nand Bazar and I saw very beautiful rice and dal and so many things. But my pocket was empty. So I was returning. In the meantime, anyone called me. Do you want to take Mahapsadam? Oh, why not? Oh, you should sit down. We are two and sit down. I and my Bhavan Maharaj Maharaj. So both. And he said, "Then there," and he brought a very big handi of rice and very sweet dal. And he goes up to and oh, God Jagannath, you are so merciful. So anyone going to Anand Bazar, perhaps he will never
return.
But his pocket should be empty. But if pocket is there and to share this, and he will test. It may be, it not. So he used to go there and some persons used to give him. But after 2-3 days he again refused to go there. Sarvadamod Mahaprabhu is telling that, always taking care, reminding him that how he is maintaining his life. He told them, "Now he has refused your father's money. Why? Because if anyone takes Vishayi Anna, anything from any Vishayi, Vishayi means?
Material.
Vishayi. Though he is in the shape of Vaishnava with a Tulasi, he may be initiated. But he may be Vishayi. So we should not take anything from Vishayi. Any dhoti, kurta or anything. But sometimes we can beg for your guru. But don't take a single pipe for being pain. Don't take. Give wholly, solely to him. If you are taking anything, it will be very big poison, very blunder poison.
Big poison.
So don't take. So he has left this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so happy to hear. Oh, your Vairagya should be like this. Next day again he asked, he is okay? How he is maintaining his life? He is okay. But he is not going to Anand Bazar.
Standard Singhadwar.
Anyone come and give. But next day he also changed his mood. I am not like a prostitute.
when he come and give, and oh, this person has nectar, oh, this person is coming and he will give. Then he also went away. And so, waiting. Now, what he is doing? On the Sinh Dwar, there is some piece where the Anand Bazar market shopkeepers, if their prasadam is not sold, that, and it becomes 2 days, 3 days, then it becomes rotten life. And they took it and gave it to cows out of Sinh Dwar. And cows some taste, and after that,
and foul smell will come, they leave this.
Then there is. So, Raghunath Das Goswami going there after chanting name, and he goes there and took some, take something. And
water, he washes it,
cleans it, and gives some little salt. And then he, only one sutra, not more. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing this, he went to his bhajan kuti and he saw that he is taking that thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once took one, what?
Handful.
And he, oh, how beautiful and sweet you are taking alone, not giving me. But Sadhama was there, he caught hold of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, it is not for you. So how he was renounced? He has no dunt, he has no reddish cloth, not so much big. Money, very little, three,
exactly.
And not dhoti kurta like us, only door coffin and very little.
Cloth.
Only from
here.
And thus, we have never any umbrella or shoe or chapel, anything, because in Puri no need. And thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became so. One day Raghunath Goswami told to Swarup Damodar, I want to hear something from Prabhu that how we should be and how we can develop our Krishna consciousness. And what is sadha and sadhana tattva, I want to know. You know, sadhana and sadha, what is our goal of our bhajan sadhana?
Means and end.
And?
Means and goal.
Goal of